Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. I'm Paul Solentrop with Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We're going to get you set up for men's basketball season and some of the new things that are going on at Coke Arena. I've got Reggie McIntyre, Wichita State's Director of Marketing and Fan Engagement, and there are a lot of new things Wichita State's trying to do to make the fan experience better, trying to get more student involvement, not only at men's basketball, but all games. And so Reggie's going to fill us in. Reggie, Coke Arena, a lot of new things. Tell us about what's different at Coke Arena this year.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of things. We heard on what our fans stated, and we wanted to continue to build on fan experience. So some of the things that you can see in Charles Coke Arena, and I can start off about the facelift presence. There's a new grand mural in the concourse, courtesy of All Angles Collision Repair. It highlights some of our student athletes, and it gives us a new brand and a new feel once you walk inside of Charles Coke Arena. There are now 3 charging stations, courtesy of Kansas Strong, for fans to utilize during the game day. You can charge pretty much any phone that you can think of, from the iPhone X down to the Androids, for those types of users as well. There's a new wall in the Shocker Museum, so we talk about aesthetics. There are new things there that fans can check out. It's been updated. Let's talk about our Shocker history. And you'll see that featured in the men's basketball pregame hype video as well. You'll hear and you'll see that Greg Marshall era when it comes to men's basketball games. But let's talk about the things that you can feel and touch. Qdoba is now in Charles Coke Arena. They are now serving. We wanted to give our fans another type of food option. Our fans have been asking for something new, and Qdoba is the first step in that place, and we hope to get more vendors in Charles Coke Arena to help us out. There's also an expanded concessions menu, and we now sell, and I hate heat, so I will never buy this one, but fans love them. The jalapeno peppers, poppers, there's fried macaroni and cheese, expanded beverages and spirits for the fans to enjoy. And you'll see carts around Charles Coke Arena with extended beverages so that the lines aren't as long. So you have those options there. Concessions has larger baskets of fries, etc. You see across the nation right now, there's a big push for concessions, making them more affordable and having more variety of items. So that's something that we focused on this year as well.
Do you have a favorite food that Wichita State has added?
My favorite food is the fried macaroni and cheese.
Okay, I was just going to ask about that. 10 years ago, mac and cheese was something that kids ate out of a box. Now all of a sudden it's become a big deal. What's going on there?
Well, I'm a Southern guy and it's a Southern style. It's some of the best that I've had. It's like when you go to a fair or a carnival and there's something that you really, really want, and that fried mac and cheese option is it. That's what I always go to. As a matter of fact, tonight when we go to a Shocker volleyball, I'm going to have some because it's been on my mind to get to pregame for Thanksgiving. So that's one of those things that, you know, our fans enjoy. They love the bigger varieties. There's some more sandwich wraps. There's a steak wrap in there that people love, that's available at limited time. So you get a lot of different items across the board.
Is the mac and cheese garnished with anything? Do we get little bacon bits or anything like that?
It depends. It depends on the seasonal. We have the very basic one, and then we have some with extra sauces as well. So it depends on what the mood is and what the season is.
Did Major League Baseball start this better, different food offerings? I seem to think like fish tacos in San Diego and sushi, that Major
Absolutely.
League Baseball was at the leading edge of this, and now it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. MLB did a great job. When I was up in the Boston area, the Boston Red Sox always would have something new and crazy on the menu that you wouldn't even think of. And it's, you know, dedicated to the city. As we continue to build, we're hoping to get some of those flavors of Wichita here in our arena. I think it'll be good, especially for our away opponents when they come in. I see the different menu options, etc., and I think it's lovely for a fan to come in and say, wow. When you see the Duda Diners of the world, the Dinos of the world, and people come to visit Wichita, the taste of Wichita is really huge, and one of the things that our fans talk about is the food.
So you, that's the kind of feedback you get, is that people want different food offerings, they like local food offerings.
Yes, absolutely.
I guess I have mixed emotions about the charging stations. You should be watching the game, not on your phone. But I guess that this is what the people demand. Am I right to say that?
It's a new generation. One of the complaints I got was a funny complaint. One of our kids here at Wichita State, their phone died in the middle of the game, and we have to tweet the screen on the board, and she was upset that she couldn't tweet because her phone died. And now she comes to games, and the first thing I see her, she waves and says, I got this charging station, because there's one right by the student section entrance. So, you know, that helps us out when the students come through those doors.
Like it or not, I guess people need their charging stations. You've talked a lot about already about feedback you get from fans, which is important to your job. What's the best way, if a fan has a suggestion or some constructive criticism? I don't want you to get deluged by this, but what's the best way for somebody to reach you?
I absolutely love for them to come to me directly. They can email me at rmcintyre@goshawkers.com. Generally, when I'm at the games, I'm always walking or rolling around, in this case right now, getting different feedback. There are surveys now going out via the sport management department here on campus, and you'll see some of them at our different games, and we're going to take that feedback and continue to build, because, you know, one of the huge feedback that we received last year was promotions. We talked about promotions last year before. Shocker Sports Properties and myself are doing a better job of eliminating some of those promotional pieces that you see. We've actually cut back, I believe it's 6 promo pieces, and we've exchanged out certain things. There's less shooting contests this year. We actually have a Galaxy gun where Woo Shop comes out on the court and shoots out free t-shirts to fans. So you'll see a lot of new interaction pieces. Musical chairs has changed. We have blow-up chairs now that the kids throw at one another, and it's kind of hilarious. So you see a little bit of change happening here, and the environment is getting better. Because of those changes, we have a new DJ here in Charles Koch Arena, DJ Barefoot. He's done a tremendous job. Lots of great feedback. He was actually featured in the Wichita Eagle about bringing that new push that the students want and they want to feel and need. Updated music, better genre choices, etc. A lot of those things have happened here.
Musical chairs is always a good one because of the potential for mayhem. So what you're saying is you change the number of promotions, it gives you more ability to keep the atmosphere going. Wichita State's on a run, less interruptions. Is that the goal?
Yes, absolutely. We want to make sure that we, one, make this place a tough place to play in the Roundhouse, but also, two, we want people to have fun. We want people to come here. We want Shocker basketball, Shocker volleyball, baseball, softball, you name it, to be the number one option for entertainment. Family, fun-friendly entertainment for all. We want to provide different options for everyone for them to come in and enjoy.
What's the balance between people that come to the arena wanting a DJ, wanting more what I would call kind of an NBA environment, versus people who say, I'm coming to a college game, I like the pep band, I like the college environment? How do you kind of blend those two?
It's about 50-50, to be honest with you. It's one of those things where my number one goal is to give the people what they want. But if all the people aren't saying the same thing, then things change. The environment changes. Every single game's different. It's based on the overall environment. Roundhouse is one of the loudest buildings in the country, if not the loudest, depending on who you ask. I think the game we had last year versus Cincinnati was a good, it recognized that a lot. During Cincinnati, we got so loud that you couldn't hear the band. So you had to go to house audio just to get something over it because the crowd was that loud. You never know. You never want to give up on the traditional feel. Pep band, the band, cheer, dance, those elements will always be a part of the game. Those elements, I hope, will never go away in college basketball and volleyball. But, you know, as fans get younger, as fans get older, you have to try to mix the different genres together to make it work.
So instead of some of the in-game promotions, what are people seeing instead of that?
You're seeing dance perform in-game now. You're seeing the DJ scratching and turning the turntables. I mean, there's more time for the pep band. The Shocker sound machine is getting ready to make their big debut on women's basketball versus Creighton. So you have these other elements now coming in to a game day.
One of the things you've spent a lot of time with, working with SGA, the athletic department, working with SGA, student tickets, trying to get them more aware of pickup dates for men's basketball, trying to get them out more in more numbers to volleyball or softball, all the sports that they get free tickets to. Give us an update on how that's going.
It's actually been going very, very well. Our students have responded very well. They responded well to the changes as well. There are a couple things that we need to continue to work on and build. Our next ticket pickup date is November 26th, and that's getting ready for that Baylor game. That's going to be one that we're looking to fill the house to have a Big 12 opponent come in for our Shockers to take on head-to-head. SGA has been out there. They've been tabling in the RSC. Our ticket team has been out there. I'm talking about tickets, spreading the word, as well as Greek life. So things have been getting a lot better. We're seeing that return, and that's truly what I love to see, is an organized unit out there working on a common goal. I can give you a quick update. So we're about to announce, and I can say it today, December 12th versus Jacksonville State, that we're going to do pregame student giveaways. Metro by T-Mobile is going to come out, do a remote. We're going to have live music out there, free food, pop, music, entertainment for students outside to get them to come. Campus is working on homecoming right now, and that's going to be released very soon to get more of a feel and a campus unity. So it's not just an athletics effort, it's a campus effort, and we're starting to see that.
So December 12th against Jacksonville State?
Yes, sir.
Some good things for students to keep aware of. When you talk with your colleagues around the country at other universities, I think everybody to some degree is trying to figure out the student attendance issue. You know, you're fighting TV, you're fighting expanded, you know, internet. Just a lot of things for people to do as opposed to go to an athletic event. What are you hearing from people around the country? What are other athletic departments trying to do to get people in the building?
I've actually just had a conversation yesterday with some of my colleagues in the American Athletic Conference and some of my colleagues in the Big 12 and the SEC. We're all fighting the same problem. It's one of those things where, whether it's, you know, basketball, volleyball, baseball, you name it, students want to be a part of the game within the game. They want other sources of entertainment. And we're all competing against those. That's why we opted to focus on entertainment and that value and giving some of the students some of the things that they wanted. And we want to continue to do that. A lot of colleagues around the American Conference, they're doing similar things, working on remotes, free food, drinks, etc., more games, mini games. We're one of the first to go out and grab a DJ. Some of our colleagues are following suit because of the response. So we're all in this together. We're all trying to find the future season ticket holders of tomorrow, and that's what we're all trying to build on.
When you talk to people around the American Athletic Conference, do they... you're in a better position than a lot of them, I guess. I mean, you've got you're starting from a real position of power with Wichita State's attendance in most sports. Do they look at you with a little bit of envy?
Sometimes. But our fan base is one of the best in the country, and you can't deny that. Our fans make my job a lot easier because they're open and they communicate. They say the things that they want, and, you know, even if I don't talk to them directly, I see the message boards. I go back in and I look and I try to prioritize some of the different pieces that our fans want. Attendance hasn't been an issue here at Wichita State for a long time. The Greg Marshall era has been beautiful. Coach Adams and her team, season tickets are up. Attendance is up for women's basketball. Volleyball has always been top 25 in the country, and that still remains the same. So you know, our fans have spoiled us, and we want to continue to spoil our fans as much as we can.
You mentioned Keitha Adams. She seems very on board with efforts to get more women's basketball fans in Coke Arena. She seems willing to do a lot of things, very enthusiastic about those efforts. It's important to her from what I can tell. New start times this year, 6:30. Tell us about that.
Well, first and foremost, we should have started games at 6:30 a long time ago. We're off to a 4-0 start. But it's one of those things where she wanted to focus on families. You know, we have those midweek games, those primetime games on the weekend. We'll start at 6:30 to give our fans with families to be able to come in at an earlier time so that they're not going home late at night on school nights, etc. She really cares about the community, and she wanted to give community members ample time to be able to get home, come back and enjoy Shocker women's basketball, and be able to get home at a decent night. Our number one target audience for women's basketball is families, and she wanted to make sure she did her best to take care of them.
Let's wrap it up by giving people a health update. If they've seen you scootering around on your scooter, where are you at? Your day-to-day, how would you describe your availability?
Well, it's lovely. I actually went to the doctor, Dr. Joseph Jr. He's been helping me out a lot. I actually am out of the boot right now, and I want to get rid of this scooter soon, so I'm just taking it day by day. But you'll see me around the office. I might be moving a little bit slower, but I'm getting there. So life's good right now.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. Reggie, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it. This has been the Roundhouse Podcast with Paul Solentrop of Wichita State Strategic Communications.